Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you for another 5 minutes of The Good Stuff. Something to share with you, Kim, your outlook on life. When life feels like a pile of crap, climb on top of it and make it your throne.
Very good. Hey, we didn't even plan this. I have this by Jack London. I'd rather be ashes than dust. I would rather have my spark burn out in a brilliant blaze than be stifled by dry rot. I would rather be a superb meteor, every atom of me in magnificent glow, than a sleepy and perseverant planet. The proper function of man is to live, not to exist. Again, Jack London, and welcome to The Good Stuff.
Hey, did you know Merritt Reservoir has hosted the annual Nebraska Star Party each summer for 30-plus years now, going on about 35? The International Dark Sky Associations, they have designated the Merritt Reservoir area as an International Dark Skies area. So, you need to get out there and check things out. Merritt's a 9,000-acre park southwest of Valentine in Cherry County. And, of course, you can find out more by going to visit valentine.org and discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills.
It would be tempting to eulogize, but I won't. It would be easy to exaggerate, but I don't. It would be simple to prefabricate, but the truth is more astonishing. Sam Olson wrote me this letter when he was 7 years old and I was 4. Dear little Sue, if you will be my cowboy's sweetheart, I don't know what I'll do. Love, Sam. And I was, and I am, forever. Is that the perfect love story?
Must be.
I think it is. You know, the ranchers who are up at dawn herding, feeding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News because that's where the good stuff is. They cover all corners of agriculture from grain to gears. It's what real ranchers read. It's Tri-State Livestock News. Visit TSLN.com to get the latest of what's going on and also to subscribe.
So here's something I do not know the author on, but it was submitted by Glenda Amsbury from Valentine, called Sandhills Savior. In the Sandhills of Nebraska stands a monument of wills, where man has staked his claim to them blowing, rolling hills, where the buffalo once scattered in the bunch grass, belly deep, a white-faced calf, contented, sucks his mama, half asleep. But you cannot know the beauty or appreciate the past unless you know the reason cows could stay and man could last. For humankind is greedy and the babies need to eat. So, to the rancher farmer fell the task of growing meat. The fertile black dirt farmland running up and down the Platte got covered up with people, their driveways, and their cat. And them that lived in cities saw no use for Sandhills land, so the cattlemen and cowboys come up north to try their hand. They treated her with reverence and learned what Indians knew, that it cannot take abusing, 'cause she's fragile through and through. And they learned a crucial factor to help keep them cows alive. It takes more than snow and sunlight, it takes water to survive. So they dug their dainty windmills and pumped life out of the ground. It allowed the cows to flurry, so the people stayed around. Then little townships prospered, and you can see by now they built a whole existence upon the humble cow. From Thedford to Hyannis, from Valentine to Rose, across that sandy country where the prairie grass still grows, you'll see those man-made daisies, silhouettes against the sky, their steel petals gleaming on their stalks 18 feet high. On Nebraska Highway 20 or State Road 83, there's a million creek and windmills standing proud for you to see. They represent a people and the land they're living in, the lifeblood of the Sandhills spinning freely in the wind. Called Sandhills Savior, thanks to Glenda for sending that in to us here on The Good Stuff.
How do they get the deer to cross at that yellow road sign?
You know, it takes a lot of training and a little bit of corn.
And a lot of dedication.
A lot of dedication, yes.
If I melt dry ice, can I take a bath without getting wet?
Absolutely.
Oh, why is the alphabet in that order? Is it because of that song?
Yeah, I think the song came first. Then they made up the alphabet. That's always the way it goes.
If the number two pencil is so popular, why is it still number two?
You'd think it would have moved up to number one at some point.
By now, for sure. Let's wrap it up. If all the world is a stage, where is the audience sitting?
And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.